Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Edge of Recall by Kristen Heitzman, narrated by Catherine Kellgren and directed by Tiana Kennedy. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Kristen Heitzman. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. Tessa Young is a landscape architect who specializes in the design and creation of labyrinths. Yet for many years, she has immersed herself in the healing aspects of these elaborate structures in a search for God and in an attempt to make sense of the nightmares that have plagued her since childhood. And now, The Edge of Recall.
Chapter 1. Houses smaller than her dollhouse, fields stretching out and away, a pond tossing sun rays as she leans against the window, nose pressed to the glass. The plane seat rumbles. She feels it in her fingertips, in her teeth. Daddy points. Look there. And she sees it. Circle upon circle, living branches shaped like the inside of a seashell. Mesmerized, she follows the path with her eyes to the very center. Daddy's voice holds all the mystery in the world. It's a labyrinth.
Miss Young! Tessa opened her heavy-lidded eyes to white light, beige walls. For a moment, she'd thought she was in... But no, it was the emergency room. She rotated her wrist and winced. Her neck burned, and she could almost feel the grip there still. She drew a ragged breath. The nurse put a hand between her shoulder blades. Let me help you up.
Thank you.
Tessa slid her legs over the side of the exam bed and sat up, woozy, as the curtain slid open with a squeal of metal rings on rod. A man with a hawkish face and wiry hair entered, Dr. Brinkley. She'd spoken with him. How long ago?
You've had some rest, Miss Young.
She pressed her fingers to her temples and realized that somewhere between arriving and now, they had sedated her.
Sheriff Thomas is back, if you're up to seeing him.
Her chest quaked as her mind replayed the knife flashing, Smith's stunned face. Would she have to identify him? Could she bear it?
The sheriff entered, his pants and jacket shiny with rain.
Is he dead?
We went over the property, Ms. Young. There's nothing to indicate a homicide.
She had a moment of disconnect. What was he saying? You didn't find Smith? Her throat constricted. That's impossible.
The rain's ruined what trace of an altercation there might have been.
She jolted. Someone attacked us. He stabbed Smith.
Someone not quite human.
I didn't say he wasn't human, just grotesque, misshapen.
Pale and malformed, rotten teeth and milky eyes. Wasn't that the description?
The description conjured up his image. Yes, that's what I saw.
The sheriff slid out the pad he'd jotted her words on before. Yours was the only vehicle.
She nodded. I don't know how he got there, but it isn't the first time. I thought I saw him weeks ago.
You said your boss was 6'1", 180? How would this small, malformed person with no transportation...
He must have hidden Smith, buried the body.
We searched the field and surrounding woods. The sheriff looked her over slowly. I'll round up some dogs in the morning, but before I do, why don't you tell me what really happened?
She stared. What do you mean?
It appears you had a scuffle, but frankly, your story is... He spread his hands. Not plausible.
Her panic rose. It's not a story. I barely got away. Someone attacked us. She fought the grief that raised the pitch of her voice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?